July 10th, always thankful. Having said this, he took bread and gave thanks to God in the presence of all, and he broke it and began to eat. Acts 27:35. As a family, we have always prayed before our meals. No matter where we are, we want to thank God for our food. This is a powerful witness to some and considered quite stupid by others. It is precious when children begin to pray. They fold their little hands and say whatever's on their minds. Some prayers are for everything on the table. Thank you, God, for the peas, the mashed potatoes, the roast, the carrots, etc. Other times, it is just a few words. Thank you, God, for food. Amen. No matter how we do it, it is always good to take a moment to be thankful for God's provisions. In the midst of a terrible storm, Paul encouraged those on the ship to eat. They had not eaten for 14 days, and he knew they needed to keep up their strength. The journey was not done. He witnessed to them as he thanked God for the food they were eating. Paul never missed an opportunity to point those around him to the Lord, and he was always ready to thank God, even in the middle of a storm. Let's not miss the opportunity to be thankful for God's provision and strength in the midst of our storms. Even as your ship is tossed on angry seas, thank God for his provisions.